Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Bosen from McGill University, and today I'm going to talk about the power curve of the lattice plane using the narrow blue spectrum LEDs. So currently, control inverter food production is becoming more important globally because of the increase in the production. The closed type system can be mainly categorized into three types based on the light use. The first is the production system with sunlight, second is with the sunlight and the supplemental light, and the third is with fully artificial light. Plant in the system with the fully artificial lighting system can be cultivated year-round regardless of the outside environment because environmental factors that directly affect photosynthesis, including temperature, carbon dioxide concentration, and humidity, and nutrient source can be controlled by the computer basis. Therefore, this system has been widely accepted and used in the region where the seasonal photo period fluctuated. And the light source in the system are mainly, compared to the conventional lighting system, LED are an emerging artificial lighting source offering many advantages, including high photoelectric conversion efficiency, long lifetime, and low thermal output, and eco-friendly products. Besides these advantages, the use of the LED light to power photosynthesis has been widely accepted for two other reasons. First, the absorption peaks of the photopigments such as chlorophyll A and B are located in blue and red wavebands, which corresponds to the LED with higher external efficiency. And second, plants do not equally absorb all photons, but capture the certain wavelengths of light according to their requirements. McGrane first described the action spectrum and quantum yield curve of the plant leaves based on the carbon dioxide uptake rate in visible spectrum, which plants have been shown to absorb and effectively utilize radiant light energy for photosynthesis, and the significant peaks in the are in the blue and the red wavebands. Therefore, blue and deep red LED have been widely used to investigate the effect of the light quality on plant growth and development because of its high energy conversion efficiency. Also, the investigation has lasted more than two decades. The question that the effect of light or wavelengths on the plant growth and the development is still open. So the objective of this study is to measure the photosynthetic rate on each visible wavelength on different light intensities, 30, 60, and 100 micromole, using small bandwidth of 10 nanometers across all the visible wavelengths. And here is the experimental setup. From the left part, for the LED lighting systems, the minus 20 coulomb circulates in the water jacket behind the mounting LEDs and used to maximize the light outputs. And the resistance and the voltage of LEDs are measured and are used to monitor the junction temperature while we overdry the LEDs array. And the overdry means like we double the current output to get higher light intensity for this research. And the nano spectrum light from the monochromator illuminates on the plant placed in the LICOR chamber, which the carbon dioxide concentration and the temperature are at 400 ppm and 23 degrees Celsius, respectively. And for the photosynthesis measurements, each set of the measurements, including 1 minute of the dark respiration and 4 minutes of the carbon dioxide utilization measurements. And normally, photosynthesis plus stabilization occur at 2 minutes of the light treatments exposed. And before the illuminated light, and the data only collect after for the last 1 minute. And between each treatment, we will place the plane in the dark for 2 minutes to allow the dark respiration to and to eliminate the any effect from the previous wavelengths. And the leaf area was determined by taking the digital image of the leaf and using the imaging jet. And since the light projecting area from the monochromator is around like 3 to 4 square centimeter, so only a single leaf of the plant can be illuminated under the nanospectral light. Therefore, we use this equation to modify the net photosynthetic rate from the data we get from light core. And here's the result. Unfortunately, currently we couldn't get fill out this gap between 460 and 470, so we couldn't know the like in royal blue range and then in blue to green which one is higher or lower. So we only can know the red leaf value for now. And the curve, for now we know there's a 2 red leaf maxima center at the 433 and 473 nanometer at a low light intensity of 30 micromole. And surprisingly, for the data from 470 nanometer to 510 nanometer, the color cross from blue to green, the photosensitivity rates are similar. There's not big change between them. And for the royal blue here, there's a low peak at around 447 nanometers. And from the absorption absorption peak wavelengths of the pigments, it currently we think the chlorophyll A and the lutein will be affect more in the power curve. And the conclusion. For now, based on the current data, we suggest to use the royal blue LEDs for the plane production, because compared to the power curve, the like around 430 nanometer would be power the photosynthesis more. But if you want to use the royal blue LEDs, it's better to use if you have a better thermal energy management, because the peak wavelengths of the LEDs will change around 10 nanometers if the junction temperature increases 50 Celsius degree. And thank you for our industry partner, Urban Barn, and thank you for your listening. Yes. The way we use, you know, experimental setup, we place the LED in front of the monochromator, and then we use the software for the monochromator to control or select the peak wavelengths, and then we use the spectrum rheometer at the output of the monochromator to measure the like peak wavelengths or bandwidths and light intensities.
And so you tried to balance the total output with the spectroradiometer readings as you changed the monochromator setting, is that?
We select the peak wavelengths of the light from monochromator. So it's like, for now I want to measure the velocity rate of 430, so I use computer to select the wavelengths as 430 and then measure the rate of the plant. Yes.
How old were the leaves that you were using?
How old of the leaf I use? The leaves, the age of the leaf is around 14 to 17 days for tomato, and around 20 to 24 days for the lettuce plant.
And these data were for both, or just the data?
The data only for lettuce. Yes, the goal of this research is to use 30, 60, and 120 micromole, but the data I show only for 30 micromole.
Okay, was the data different than 16 and 120 micromole?
Yes, but I can't say anything because my supervisor, I wasn't allowed. Yeah.
Yeah. Same question.
So, do you have two crops and three intensities, you only reported one data set?
Yes, for lettuce at 30 micromole.
And was tomato similar?
Overall it's similar, but like after 500 nanometers there's a little bit difference compared to lettuce and tomato.
The y-axis
is a relative photosensitivity rate, because when I do the experiment, like I repeat three times, like three replicates, but each curve at different height, I mean they like different values, but the tendency of the curve is they are similar. So we just directly use overlap to overlap those curves and to get a result. So
it's tricky to do these studies when the net photosynthetic rate is just barely above zero.
Yeah, and if the LIGOR is not stable, we couldn't, like, when even the carbon dioxide concentration increase 0.05, all the data will like useless. We have to redo it again. So for those plain physiologic experiment, it's kind of difficult. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wu. We